the 2050 for the net zero emissions, which is looming. It has never been more urgent for the commercial real estate, office and solar energy markets to manage the electricity consumption of their buildings. To start managing consumption, we need to understand how electricity is consumed, by whom, for what, where, and of course, how much. Because when facility managers, business managers, and property owners are equipped with these insights, they can then begin making the necessary behavior changes for carbon zero future. On the line this morning, we are talking to Roger Hiscop, Energy Management Systems Executive at CBI Energy. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, good morning.
I'm good. How is Sunday treating you this particular Sunday morning?
This particular Sunday morning has been great so far and looking like it's going to be a spectacularly nice day. Exciting.
Yeah. We are losing you a little bit, so I don't know if maybe we need to look at maybe if you stand stationary and not move, if you were moving, because you were dipping in and out of audio there for a second. Roger, are you with us?
I am with you, yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so as I alluded to our listeners, is that we have a 2040 deadline for net zero emissions. Quite something to look forward to, but also 2050 feels and looks like a very long time to come. So how can technology be harnessed to help players in, to be able to build environment measures and to be able to monitor electricity in that way?
Well, I think the first thing is that until now, we haven't really looked at electricity consumption. So if you go and scratch around on the internet, you can find loads of information about the generation of electricity and the distribution of electricity, but not a lot about consumption. Where do people use electricity? For what? When do they use it? Why do they use it? And it's in the last 5 years that electricity has not only become very unreliable, and this is in South Africa, but also in many, many other countries around the world. They're facing problems of very old infrastructure that's starting to break down. So the utility that used to be always there, whenever you need electricity, there was almost limitless electricity. That's no longer a thing. And the second thing is it's become incredibly expensive. So companies these days, we are talking to a customer, and they're in the holiday resort business, and their electricity bill is now 20 to 30% of their cost of doing business, which is unsustainable if your cost base just keeps on rising and rising and rising. So people have now become very conscious about the fact that they're using a lot of electricity, but they don't really understand how, when, why, where. And this is the first step. First of all, you need to put in a lot more metering to know exactly what power you're using, because that answers the first question, how much am I using, what am I using it on? And from there, you can go to the next step, which is now what can I do about it? And what I can do about it is, as you mentioned, behavior changes, being things like the other thing you can do is start putting in automated energy management and control. People, they can get a bit disciplined, they can get a bit lazy, they forget to turn things off. Instead, you have computers that control active devices in the electrical network that turn things off for you, so that you lose less power, and which means that you're paying less money, but also means that we've got a credible way of reaching a net zero emissions target, because we can't do that by magic. We have to do that by reducing consumption, improving how we use electricity.
Roger, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Your audio is, yes, you're still dipping in and out. So I don't know when you are still around and when you're not. Can you hear me properly on this side?
I can hear you perfectly, yes.
Oh, okay. So you're still with us. I might need us to repeat some of the things there, because audio on our end is not completely clear. But I mean, we got the gist of what you were talking about. So what data is needed then to pinpoint and change consumption behavior? And how can this be managed? I mean, you spoke about people that people still don't know how much electricity consumption they're using, and how they can literally be able to monitor that. I think it's what all of us need. And now with these load shedding, one wonders if does it have a positive or negative impact, I guess. So what data is needed for that?
Well, the first thing is you need to have much more metering, in the sense that most people, they've got the utility meter at their point of supply, so they know that they've used X amount of energy in a month. What they need to do is to put more meters or load control devices with metering, and they need to put them in every sub-distribution board, every major load. You start wanting to meter it to see when and how you're using power. And this is particularly in the commercial space where you're paying what they call a time-of-use tariff, where you pay more for peak time and less for off-peak time. So if you know when you're using your power, you know what's using the power, you can then start to put in interventions to reduce it. And in a lot of cases, people are using power without even really knowing it, or they're using power but they don't know what to do about it in a convenient way. So that's why CBI, in the last 2 years, we've put in a huge amount of effort to develop, first of all, low-cost connected meters. So these are single and three-phase meters that connect to the internet to give you minute-by-minute telemetry on what you're using. So you, and they're not terribly expensive. They're kind of so 2,000 Rand for a connected smart meter, managed smart meter. And then now that you know exactly where you're using your power, you also want to have automated load management. So we've also developed in South Africa, so it's a proudly South African technology product. You put in load management, so either it's a smart plug or it's a smart isolator or a smart rail mount controller. These also measure power going through them. And you can switch things on and off using rules or some kind of business logic. Once you do that, you can easily save probably upwards of 10% of electricity. You can knock it off right there and then. And particularly things like air conditioners, geysers, they're often left on when they're not needed. And they're just eating power for no good use. So on these kind of, you know, call it user sheddable loads, you need to put automated controllers onto it to turn things off automatically, so you don't have to rely on people being disciplined and people remembering.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I think also for someone who is also just never, I could never really be on top of my electricity bill. It always comes as a surprise, whether it's winter or summer. Well, in summer, I could live with it. In winter, I was just not sure what exactly is going on. And you're right. So, I mean, and most of us don't know that you can actually have an automated system that can control your appliances at home, that they don't remain on when they need to be on. So there's this belief also that if you keep switching on and off, it will damage your appliance. How true is that?
It depends on the appliance. So things like air conditioners, they don't like to be turned on and off. Same with fridges. Fridges and freezers, they don't like to be turned on and off quickly. Basically because they've got a compressor, and the compressor has builds up pressure. And if it gets turned off, then you need to wait a certain amount of time to turn it back on again. So if you have load shedding, and you know sometimes it comes back on, then drops off and comes back on, and then it stays. But this isn't great for your appliances. So what I've got at home is I've got load control on a whole lot of my plugs. So when there's load shedding and the power comes back on, it waits a minute or so, and then it turns the fridge back on, it turns the pool pump back on, it turns a couple of other bits and pieces back on. But also what I want to do is to protect my my electronic equipment, because that also doesn't like surges. So similarly, when the power comes back, the plug point for my AC system stays off until I turn it back on, so that I can be sure that everything is kind of safe from surges or safe from flip-flopping power.
My guest this morning, Roger Hislop from Energy Management Systems. He's an executive at CBI Energy, and we are talking about how we can manage our power usage, and the deadline was for 2050 for net zero emissions. Okay, that's quite interesting, and it's a big vision right there. Thank you so much for talking to us. How far are we with that deadline, Roger, for the zero emissions?
I think you can safely say we're nowhere near it.
But who come up with these deadlines and the time frames? Because I'm always, who comes up with these deadlines and time frames? Because I'm always, you know, we've got guests coming in to say by 2030, and you're like, shoo, I don't know, when you make this big window, what do you bear in mind? What do you look at? And what do you think?
If we give the deadline too far out, then it doesn't focus people's attention.
Yeah.
So we might miss the deadline, but at least we'll have made lots of progress coming up to it.
Yeah.
And there's a program by government where large commercial properties over 2,000 square meters need to have what they call an energy performance certificate. Mm. And that's the deadline, actually, at the end of this year, which we're definitely not going to reach, for all these buildings to have certificates. But the entire intention of that program is just to focus people's attention, that they think about it, they think about how much power they're using, they think about putting in place efficiency mitigations. So you can read a bit more about some of this stuff on our website at www.cbi.energy. But I think the intention is to create a bit of urgency around emissions, because we're suddenly realizing that all of the predictions of climate change and of rapidly intensifying storms and bigger floods, they're happening. And they're happening every year. There's a record somewhere for a flood or a heat wave or something like that. And I think people are suddenly going, you know, the scientists were right. We need to focus on this, and we can't be constantly distracted by other things. So I think giving ourselves a bit of a hard deadline is a good thing, because it makes people think twice before they want to kick the can up the road, which is what we've been doing for the last 50 years.
Thank you once again. No, that's actually the most practical way, and I do encourage, okay, we can have a bigger date, a bigger window, but there should be smaller windows where we do a progress check. So that we keep tabs of these things. It's okay to have an idea, but the practicalities of executing, you have to shift a whole mindset to be able to achieve some of these things. Thank you so much, Roger, for engaging us this morning.
And thanks for having me.
Let's repeat that website again before you say goodbye to us.
It's www.cbi.energy.
Thank you once again.
Very simple. All right. Thanks for having me.
And that was my guest this morning, Roger Hislop. He is Energy Management Systems Executive at CBI Energy. He is from CBI Energy, and we're talking about that deadline for the year 2050 for zero net zero emission, hoping that everybody will be on the same bandwagon when we are looking at how much electricity we are using, how to minimize the usage of electricity. It's not just only cost saving, but it's also very good for the environment. It's okay. Let's just start the conversation. How we learn and try and begin to practice, it just starts with one good conversation. And it started right here on Channel Africa, on Tech Africa, of course.
Are you an up-and-coming artist?